Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Residents of southern Ukraine expect more flooding as authorities warn the river dam breach would continue to unleash pent-up waters from a giant reservoir upstream. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Some Kherson residents are evacuated by boats, while others slosh through knee-deep waters in their inundated homes. Mikhaily Smitsky, a volunteer rescue worker, is helping carry people to safety. He says, "I've been coming to Kherson for a whole year. I want to do something useful for my country, for our people. There are exits." Officials in the Kherson region say the intensity of flooding is easing, but the water level is still expected to gradually rise following Tuesday's dramatic rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal called the partial destruction of the dam in the south of the country a crime against humanity, insisting Russia was behind the attack.
Dozens of towns and villages will struggle with the issue of potable water supply, water provision to the irrigation system of southern regions will cease, leading to drought and crop failures.
Speaking remotely via video at the ministerial meeting of the Organization for Economic Cooperation Development in Paris on Wednesday, Shmyhal also described the bombing as an ecocide. The destruction will also have a catastrophic effect on locating landmines in the affected region, the Red Cross warned Wednesday. Quote, "We knew where the hazards were," said Eric Tollefson. "Now we don't know." This is VOA News. The newly inaugurated Nigerian government said last week it is removing fuel subsidies beginning in July to deal with rising inflation. But since the announcement, the cost of fuel has increased. Gibson Emeka has this report from Abuja.
The new administration says it understands the hardship associated with ending the subsidy, but says it is best for the nation's long-term economic health. Economic observers generally agree ending the subsidy will help in the long run, but many are urging the government to strategize ways to cushion the short impact on citizens. Gibson Emeka for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Flowers from Oprah Winfrey and book royalties are among the items on the annual financial disclosures by U.S. Supreme Court justices. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson reports Winfrey sent her a $1,200 floral display for becoming the High Court's first black woman. She also disclosed more than $6,000 in designer clothes for a magazine photo shoot. Sonia Sotomayor received nearly $150,000 in royalties for two kids' books, but the justice court was most anticipated did not file one. Clarence Thomas asked for an extension. Thomas has been under scrutiny for not disclosing several hundred thousands of dollars in gifts from a GOP donor. Sagar Magani at the White House.
CNN chief executive Chris Licht is out after a year at the cable news network following a series of missteps and plunging ratings. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Licht's ouster was announced on CNN's morning editorial call Wednesday by David Zaslav, the CEO of CNN parent company Warner Brothers Discovery. A four-person leadership team will run the network in the interim. Licht replaced Jeff Zucker as CNN's chief executive last year, his mandate to make the network move toward the political center. But a town hall meeting with Donald Trump received wide criticism, and a revamp of the network's morning show imploded with the firing of Don Lemon. A recent lengthy profile of Licht in Atlantic magazine proved embarrassing and likely sealed his fate. Julie Walker, New York.
Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has opened his presidential bid with an unusually forceful set of words for former President Donald Trump over the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol riot, Trump's temperament, and abortion. Pence is the first vice president in modern history to challenge his former running mate. I'm Joe Ramsey.